May the angels of God surround and keep us safe, and may we be careful to pray the binding prayer to limit attacks against us. Amen. Well, dear ones, we have a new binding prayer. A few things are different. For one, we are now sending the demons to the feet of Jesus, and let him decide what to do with them. He knows best. And I've received a word from one of our intercessors that all ministries that have been birthed under us are being targeted. So I want you to be encouraged. If you've been hit really hard or feel like you can't stand the heat and have laid down your calling, please let me encourage you. This binding prayer will really help. I've shared with you many times how I want to give up, but thanks be to the grace of God, he helps me weather the temptation. So please, if you have stumbled, pick yourself back up and grab hold of this binding prayer and the hem of his garment and let the demons have it. Lord, I sense that you wanted to speak to your bride. Jesus began, "Do not be put off by discouragement. It is only temporary if you will press through to me and call upon me for help." Fatigue, disappointment, opposition, all these things are merely smoke screens to knock you out of your calling. I will help you if you will turn to me wholeheartedly and not rely on your feelings or senses, but walk by faith, fully persuaded that what I have given you to do, I have also equipped you to do. This channel and all its offshoots are targets for the enemy. He is counting on your low self-esteem and self-opinion to stop you. When you are humble, you are not counting on yourself, but on me. So that shouldn't work for you unless you are undertaking this work in pride, in which case it was not me who gave it to you. All of you will have to fight off temptations to pride, but I chose you because you're aware of your faults, that being the chief one. But if all you live for is to impress others, I did not give you an assignment that would put you in harm's way lest you fall, seriously. The enemy is counting on your failures of the past to cause you to quit. But you are here now, and you have learned that with me all things are possible. Cling to that, beloved. Cling to my omnipotence, and you will be unstoppable. Get up now, dust yourself off, and begin again. We are doing this together. You are not alone, as you have seen yourself in the past. I will carry you through to success, if only you will put your complete trust in my hands. And that was the end of his message. And I just wanted to thank those of you who have contributed to getting firewood and stoves for the families here. We're also getting them coats and boots, and some of you have sent long johns and all kinds of neat things. That's beautiful. We'll put them to use for sure. I just don't think the Lord wants you going out and spending a whole bunch of money on things. I'm very reticent to encourage spending when Christmas is coming up, because that's when we sin in the worst way, by putting all of our interest in accumulating goods instead of all of our interest in the birth of the Lord and preparing our hearts for his birth. So I just wanted to let you know that we're moving along. We've already delivered, I think, 7 loads of firewood. We bought 2 wood-burning stoves. Valerie is helping me. She's going to do some shopping for us and get some things for the reservation and also for Carson and the Mesa, for the poor families there. And pretty soon we'll have some pictures to put up to show you. So to all of you who've contributed to that effort and you've sent in donations, know that we are putting that money into the poor. And we're also paying electric bills. So the Lord is good. We appreciate you so much. We really love you, family. Your comments are beautiful. They're so beautiful. They're so encouraging. And I love the way you lift one another up and are so kind to each other. It's just priceless, absolutely priceless and beautiful. You can really see the Lord in you. Well, I love you dearly. God bless you. And I'm going to be putting up the new binding prayer next.